You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you, Sacred Souls, everyone, for being here. I'm Ian Shelley, and we've got a wonderful show for you today. Thank you so much for being here in the collective energy. Thank you for bringing your vibration, aligning with the frequency. And thank you, really, for creating this space where we can all play in the energy, where we can all transmute and transform. Here we are. We're at a place where we grow stronger together. Our light shines brighter. Our collective light shines brighter. So let's all step into our power. Let's all awaken our sovereignty together, every single one of us. And as we start today's show, let us invoke the ancient ones. So we call in the beautiful ancient ones. We call in all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, life, power, and service. All the spoken and unspoken ones, the named and unnamed, to open our hearts to hear the guest that we have for you today. So let me introduce our next guest on the show. Joy Baker excels at supporting individuals with becoming unstuck and freeing themselves so that they can live a more fulfilled and creative life. Since we're rarely taught as children how to process and let go of emotions that are limiting us, these emotions can become stuck in our bodies at a cellular level. If you've ever gone through any trauma in your life, such as a car accident, relationship breakup, loved ones dying, any sort of emotional abuse, any sort of abuse really, chances are you haven't known necessarily how to deal with the emotional aftermath of those events. Those emotions then become stored in your body. And once that happens, you can develop attachments to those limiting feelings and unconsciously create scenarios in your life that can cause feelings such as anxiety, fear, shame, guilt, anger, and overwhelm that repeat over and over and over again. The first step to becoming empowered, self-empowered, is awareness. Once you become aware of what's limiting you, then it can be released and cleared. After listening to and experiencing clearings, many people report feeling renewed and ready to experience life once again. Joy reminds us that we all have value, regardless of what we've been through, we have done, or have experienced. Each remote clearing is unique as the individual receiving it and can range from a simple tune-up to a life-changing awakening. Joy, welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients. Wonderful to have you.
Hi, Ian. It's so great to be back on the show. I'm looking forward to a fun and enlightening show today.
Definitely, definitely. Well, let me just explain to everyone very quickly what we're going to be doing today. So everyone, Joy is going to be talking about breaking free of the matrix and thriving in the new earth. So if you're tired of being in fear, if you've had enough with lack and limitation, if you are ready to let go of any feelings that you're barely surviving and really would like to experience optimum health and vibrant energy, then Joy is going to share with you how we can do that. So also during the call, you're going to learn a six-step technique for releasing what you don't want and also for creating what you do want. And many of you know that on the show here, we take live callers. So Joy is going to be taking questions. And make sure that you do put your question in the question box if you'd like the opportunity for an intuitive reading, or star two if you're on the phone. So you can ask Joy, what are the primary emotions that are preventing me from aligning with the beauty and magnificence of the new earth? So we'll be talking about the new earth as well. So what is preventing you from aligning with the beauty and magnificence? So that's the question you can ask, whatever comes through along those lines, right? What's in the way? What's stopping you from connecting with the new earth? And then Joy's always going to take everyone through a group process that's going to support all of us in aligning with the frequencies of the new earth. So that's going to be, as you know, everyone, towards the end of the show. That's what we always do. We always finish the show with a beautiful process or activation or guided meditation that we can really slip into that beautiful energy and then take that energy away with us. Joy, I wanted to turn this over to you in the beginning with a question, and we're going to be talking about the new earth, and we're going to be talking about the matrix as well, so breaking free of the matrix and thriving in the new earth. I think it would be wonderful if you could maybe provide some context around the new earth and how it differs from the matrix. Maybe explain the matrix a little bit. I think most people have a concept, but, you know, just in your own words and how this pertains to the new earth. Just talk about the differences between the matrix that we're part of right now and the new earth that we're ushering in.
Awesome question. And yeah, it's really when your mind can understand the difference, then you have a direction. So that's awesome. So the matrix is about control. It's a 3D world we live in. It's fear-based. It's about control. It's about lack, limitation, scarcity. So in order to feel that, because when you can feel that, then your mind recognizes that. So you can feel the difference between the matrix and the new earth. All you need to do to know you're in the matrix is anytime you feel tension in your body, you feel fear, you feel that, you know, you feel it in your gut, you feel that, just talking about it, can feel it coming up for people. I mean, people are very aware of that. So you know that's a matrix, because the matrix is always heavy, it's fear-based, it's about when you're saying, I can't do that, I could never do that, you know, who do I think I am? You know that, that's a matrix, that's an old conditioning. So, right, just let your mind know, because when the mind is given structure, it feels safe, and then it doesn't go into resistance. So just let your mind know, okay, that's a matrix, that's lack, that's limitation. So you're aware of that. And then, so the new earth, it's not a place, we're not going to physically leave. And because some people actually are still, you know, kind of wondering about that. And it's a frequency. So now, let that go. We'll just flick that off. You can even flick your hands if you want. Just kind of release that. Maybe move your shoulders. So you let go of that tension. So you know what the matrix feels like. And most of us have lived in the matrix most of our life. And now the new earth is a frequency of, it feels light. It feels free. It's expansive. It's beautiful. It's anytime you go outside, you see a flower blooming, you're walking in nature. Anytime you feel light, you feel joyful, you feel that expansiveness. And we've all felt that, even just for a moment, felt that expansiveness. Just imagine it. Even if you're not sure what it is, just imagine it, the happiness. Think of something, you know, a child's laugh that makes you feel happy. It can be just a second. Or if you've ever said you've written something and you've been in the flow, or you've painted something, or you felt in the flow, that's the new earth. There you go. Good. I just felt the heart chakra let go. There you go. There's the lightness. Now, this is the new earth. So your mind now has an understanding. That's the matrix. It's your choice if you want to be there. That, I mean, it's fine. It's not about right and wrong or good or bad. It's just when you have the understanding, the lightness, feeling free, feeling joyful, feeling happy. It doesn't have to, I'm not talking about being that way 24/7, because then you're still in stuckness. It's about noticing that. What you pay attention to, you give energy to, and energy is the building blocks of creation. So when you can have an understanding of the new earth, and you can feel that lightness, and you go, oh, okay, this is a new earth. You feel that happiness, that joyfulness. Your mind understands the difference. And from there, you choose, you know, which do you want to be in? And if you choose, well, I choose to exist in the new earth, it doesn't mean you're going to be there 24/7. What it's really about is, this is the frequency of the new earth, this happiness, this joyfulness, this bliss, this expansiveness. Now, we all live in 3D. We all have bills to pay. We all have, you know, how am I going to get through this? We've all got obstacles in that. You know, that's part of the human existence. But it's taking that feeling of being in the new earth, the beauty, the expansiveness, the love, the happiness, joyfulness and such, and existing in that 3D space. And when you can do that, then you support everybody who's stuck in the fear, you know, the fear, the anxiety in that, in raising their consciousness until finally they say, you know what, something's not right here. What's going on? And they're ready to wake up. There you go. Take a deep breath in. I can really feel the difference there. That's so awesome. People are so ready. It's an exciting time. It's like a dark night of the soul throughout the whole world, but at the same time, it's a super exciting time to be alive, to be living this existence.
Yeah, right. I think what I've been feeling, and I think what many people have been feeling, is that there is a shift, and it's almost like it's a clean slate. where we have the opportunity to really shift, because it's been so, everything's been fairly drastic. You know, it's what's occurred in the recent past has been fairly drastic and quite different to anything that we've experienced. And I really believe that people are looking at this as, wow, this is really a beautiful opportunity for me to make some major, major shifts in my life. It's almost like there's permission. For some reason, there just seems to be like this air of permission in the air. Everyone now has the permission to do that. And I feel that we're all standing together as a collective, those who are aligned with the new earth, if you will, and the frequencies of the time. So let me ask you, once we make that shift that you've just spoken about, where we align and you felt that in people, once we make that shift, how do we make that, you know, our being in a more permanent state where we can kind of reside in that state for longer without maybe going back and forth, back and forth? Is going back and forth even a thing?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, yeah. It's because energy fluctuates.
Yeah.
And when you get, I mean, this human existence is all about growth and evolution and waking up from, you know, the dream state we're all in. And so we'll exist in that new earth place, that frequency, and then, yeah, something will trigger us. And it's not, many people say, well, then I've done something wrong. It's not about doing anything wrong. It's about, okay, this is another, you know, this is another wake up. And so let's figure out what that's about. And then, because then that gives you it's an opportunity to clear that out again at a deeper level and get, you know, move into the frequency of the new earth again. So how you stay in the frequency of the new earth of happiness and expansiveness and that is through choice. And choice is so, so powerful, because it's not just a word, you are redirecting your vibration through choice. I just want to mention, it was around 2014 when most people learn their lessons through pain. We learn through either pain or pleasure. Most people learn through pain, and I had had enough. And I said to the universe, I said, okay, I've learned my lessons long enough through pain. Show me how to learn my lessons through happiness, joyfulness, gratitude, appreciation. And I'm not saying I'm always in that place, but that was when things started to really shift. And it was a choice. The universe heard, I mean, the universe hears, and the universe recognizes, and others do, because you send out, you actually radiate out a different vibration. People will recognize that, your experiences, the universe recognizes that. It starts with a choice, and a choice is so important. So that's how to, you know, stay longer in the new earth. And now, there you go. Okay. Just a little something came up, this little energy bubble, I guess you can say. Just let that go. Okay.
Yeah, it's really lovely how you're feeling into the tribe here today, and just feeling all the different energies that are in the space. I wanted to ask you, Joy, around, you know, we're so diverse. We have all these areas of our lives. We have finances, we have health, we have love, relationships, and various aspects of our life. You know, when we talk about the new earth, how do we really bring the new earth into all these different aspects? Because, you know, it's going to be a case of when we align with that frequency, it's going to impact all these areas of our lives. But are there certain things and nuances that we should be paying attention to when we think about different areas of our lives? And I'm not sure if the question's clear, as opposed to like a time where we, for example, just align with the frequency of unity or whatever that might be. I'm just saying that as an example. And that kind of quote unquote takes care of all the aspects of our lives. Or are there certain things that we can do in each aspect to address each aspect specifically, like health, finances,
yeah,
relationships?
And let's go back to choice. So, first of all, many people will tell them, well, they say this question to themselves. Often it's, you know, looping in the unconscious conditioning. What's wrong with me? If I can't always feel happier, I can't feel lighter, if I can't stay in the new earth, or if I can't, you know, save up my money and I always seem to, what's wrong with me? So let's just write it right away. Let's let go of that one. There you go. Good. Then that was weakening people. I can feel them right away. That's activated the solar plexus. So anytime you're feeling weakened, like almost like you need to be filled up, ask, you know, just take a look. Am I asking myself that question and just delete it right away? You can easy, just replace it even with what's right with me. That's the first one. But the choice, I want to go into choice. See, we're making choices all the time. That ultimately creates the choices we make throughout the day, creates a reality. Every time we make a choice, when we choose to feel sad, we choose to feel upset with ourselves. We ask ourselves questions like, what's wrong with me? That creates an emotion. Emotion, energy, and motion, that's the bridge to your desires, to your manifestation. So let's use money, because I know money, we all need that all the time. And so let's say you've got some money in the bank and a bill comes in, unexpected bill. Just client just said to me the other day, how come I'm making pretty good money, but it feels like I never keep any for myself. So a bill always comes in or something. So let's say a bill comes in, you've got this money put aside, you're going, okay, fine, I got a few dollars ahead, a bill comes in, and right away, and I can feel people right away they go into the frustration, the lack, the not enough, the impatience with themselves, feeling like that, you know, all that comes up. And I know I've gone through two bankruptcies, so I did that a lot. And however, what a person's doing, and this keeps you stuck in the 3D, the matrix, is those vibrations. So let's say, you know, that happens, you feel all that, you pay the bill. What you're doing is you're going forward in that vibrational field and consciousness. So the next time something like that happens, and this can be with anything, it can, whatever it is that's going on, whether big or small in your life, sit down with that and just ask yourself, how can I move forward from a place like a higher consciousness and choose to see it as, you can see it as an opportunity. You can see it as a awakening. You can see it as an opportunity, you know, a way to support you in your growth. You can see it as busting you out of an illusion you've been stuck in, you know, that you couldn't see before that happened. You can see it as, let's go with the money thing and the bill again. So let's say, okay, I've got this money set aside. Well, instead of being frustrated and you feeling like you're wrong and not enough and all that stuff, let's just let all that go. Say, look at how abundant I am and give thanks for your abundance. Because when you do that, and I know many people have heard this before, but there's a reason for that. And the reason is because you create that vibration of abundance. And then in the next moment, you move forward from that vibration and frequency of abundance. So choice is so important. And the more a person does that, the more they exist in the new earth. And that's like putting into practice, putting it into action, because you're creating that space of the new earth as you make your choices. And you can choose to stay in the matrix in the 3D and the fear-based, because now that you're aware of this, or you can choose to, okay, I'm going to do something different. And I'm going to give thanks for my abundance. I'm going to appreciate that I was guided to have this money in the bank, or have this money available to me so that I can pay this bill that supports me in moving forward. There you go. Just take a deep breath in. Let that go. And there you go.
I can really, really feel what you're saying, Joy. I can feel it at a cellular level, what you're saying. I can feel the difference, you know, in my being. And I'm gonna make changes in my own life just based on what you've shared right now. I can say this, you know, with 100% certainty. I can absolutely feel the shift in my being with what you've just shared with us today. about only seeing the glass as completely full, about only being grateful for everything I have. It's a shift in my being. I can feel that. And I'm generally pretty positive, you know. But notice I didn't say half empty or half full. I said completely full. That's what you've done. I can feel that, Joy. So thank you. Thank you. And I can feel that others are feeling this too. And I wanted to ask you, because there's two levels to this. There's the personal level, you know, me, myself, not separate, but nonetheless still like a 3D person. And then there's the unified consciousness that we're all part of, the collective consciousness, right? The fact that we're all an aspect of the divine, right? We're all the essence of the divine, right? It's all the same thing, right? It's the illusion is the separation. But let me ask you what you're sharing with us today. If we take this up to the collective consciousness, how do we help to create the new earth on a more permanent basis here on earth and then wherever else beyond, right? But on earth, the new earth here, how do we really make everything better for everyone by making it better for ourselves?
Actually, when you do that, like what the process, you know, what we just did before, you're actually supporting everybody because, as you know, we're energy beings. Everything is energy. So when you choose to stay in a higher vibration, when you choose to choose differently and move forward from that place, that affects everybody. We're like broadcast powers. We're always radiating out within what is within us. 95% is unconscious. It's our unconscious conditioning that we receive from our parents or primary caregivers. That's still radiating out from us. And people, every person, place, experience, event that comes into your life because they're aligning with what you're radiating out. So when we choose differently and we choose to move forward from a vibration of happiness, from joyfulness, from abundance, from I can, I am, I, you know, possible, I am able to, you support all of humanity. And I want people to really, so everybody who's listening, live or on the replay, just take a moment and really get that. Because we often feel it's just one person, you know, what can I really do? And there's that helplessness and powerlessness. By your very being, you support others in raising their consciousness. Okay, so at the same time, respect where people are at, and especially right now, we are being called to respect. Some people have no fear of what's going on, but we're still being called to respect other people's fear. And if somebody is willing to step into their higher consciousness or wake up or, you know, get on the path, that's their choice. You can... Okay, so let's go any tendency to make them wrong. Let's just let that go. And we will never wake somebody up by, you know, dumping information on them or facts on them or anything like that. We will wake them up by choosing a higher vibration, by being that person who vibrates at such a high level. Yes, you're going to go back to the 3D. That's okay. You know, energy fluctuates. It's up and down all the time. Look at nature. It blossoms and then it's, you know, and it hibernates. And so by growing, by being willing to awaken, by being willing to let go of blaming you're wrong and choosing differently and choosing to feel good about yourself and choosing to say, I am worthy, I am deserving. Even if you grew up in poverty, being abused, being ridiculed, shamed, you choose to believe in yourself. And then others will, whether they know you or not, they will feel your vibration and they will start to, if it's their path, they will wake up. And they will decide to live in the new earth as well. So some people will get there. Many people won't. That's their path. In other words, respect. It's like respecting their path. It would be great if we could just say, everybody wake up and join us in the new earth. But that might not be somebody else's path in this lifetime. So respect that. Now, there's also some people want to, you know, And I believe everybody has their role that they play. Some people are activists. Some people are, like, I focus more on the, you know, the healing and just bringing people up from emotional, energetic level. You know, those that are ready for, interested in that. Some people want to be activists and protest. Everybody has their own, I don't want to call it a role, but you create your script. And what script do you decide to live from? If you want to live from a higher frequency, then choose that. And honor and respect others. But if others are willing, they will come to you. They will find you and ask for what's really going on and how to wake up and such. Did that answer your question, what you were asking?
Yeah,
there?
Very much, very much. I'm just feeling into what you're saying. Thank you. Joy, one thing that you work with, as we've also shared with everyone, certainly when I introduced you, you work a lot with clearings, and that's part of your calling, or as I call it, your divine assignment on the planet, is helping people with the clearing. So to what degree is the clearing work critical or important to this, to the bringing in of the new energies, to the aligning with the new energies, to the shifting and transmutation that we've been talking about?
Well, from my point of view, it's an absolute, because the reason I go, like, I really focus on the clearing is we can get stuck in the lower chakras, and energy is a flow. Often we've got the higher chakras, you know, the higher energies, those are clear and often clear and expansive. But then we'll get stuck in the lower chakras, first, second, third chakra, you know, the first chakra about family and survival. We get stuck in fear, anger, anxiety, guilt, shame, and such. The second chakra, we get that our creativity can get blocked. When our creativity is blocked, then our abundance is blocked as well. And that's, you know, anxiety and shame and such. And then the third chakra, and many people get stuck, well, all of them, but this is your personal power. And we have, up till now, we're learning a new version of power, but generally we know power as controlling and dominant. I mean, that's the matrix, and limit, you know, aggressive and such. So we will often, many people will, they might be really clear. They might not be living in fear. They might be living in love, but they're lacking that, the grounding of the power chakra. And when we don't go into those lower chakras and clear out the stuck emotions, the stuck energy, you know, emotions, energy, and motion, then, see, when we get ideas and ideas come in, you know, ideas from spirit, from source, and they flow in and our third eye is awake and we're intuitive and we've got a clear vision in that, and, you know, that energy flows down. And yeah, there, I just felt it get. And so it flows all the way down, and then it can often get stuck at the third chakra. And if it gets stuck, or the second chakra, or the first chakra, energy to bring something into manifestation, to actualize that your reality, you've got to, the energy's got to flow all the way down. And so that's why, and I've been through so much, you know, I went through so much trauma and pain in my life and went so deep, you know, so deeply into that, that that's why I focus on the clearings, and that's where I excel, because I can recognize emotional energies, fear, guilt, and such. So we'll go right in and clear that out. Now, it works in conjunction with the new earth, the frequencies of the new earth, because what's so important, and this is often why people will stay on the path for, you know, 20, 30, 40, even 50 years, but they feel like they're still stuck, is we clear that stuff out, but we don't fill ourselves back up. And this is where choice comes in. So we're going to do a six-step. I think there's a six-step process. I think I'll actually do that at the end. And what you want to do after clearing this out, these, you know, whether, again, fear, guilt, or such, is choose how you want to feel. Choose the higher vibrations of happiness and gratitude and fun and creativity and inspiration, and then ask Source to fill yourself back up.
Beautiful. Creativity, inspiration. Yeah, it's those are things that just really are so uplifting, right? When we feel creative, where we feel that we're inspired, right? It's just such a beautiful, beautiful way to feel. So we'll do the six-step process. So we've also got the group process. So the six-step process, is that the same process that you'll be taking everyone through, aligning us with the frequencies of the new earth? Is that one and the same, or are they two separate?
Well, what I thought I'd do is just outline it. I'll just say what it is. And then it came in yesterday, actually do this at the end so people can actually see how it's done. And then we can finish up with bringing people right into the frequencies of the new earth. So if you want, I'll actually say that six-step process.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the mind really likes structure. And when the mind has structure, it can, you know, feel safe. So number one, you want to identify the emotion. And I am going to go into this more. So if questions come up about identify the emotion, I'll go into it at the end. So first of all, you identify the emotion. The second one is you feel it and acknowledge it. The third one is you honor that emotion and the space within which it exists. So then you're honoring yourself. You sit with it until it releases. And once you've done all, you know, it usually just takes a few seconds. Then here's choice. So five, you choose what you would like to feel. And then six, you allow those frequencies. So then you get into a space of allowing. You allow the frequencies of those emotions, happiness, gratitude, inspiration, and such, to resonate out and align with what you desire in your life. And like I said, that's why I decided we'll go into this in the process so I can actually talk about each step. And once you do this, then, and that's, you talked about going into the lower chakras and like the clearings and such. And when you do that, you can use that process and just take you right from a fear-based place. And I do this all the time, from a fear-based place into the frequencies of the newer, that expansive place.
Let's talk a little bit about blockages, because we're going to be talking, you're going to be taking callers and doing intuitive readings. Everyone, so Joy is going to be tuning in. So if you didn't join the very beginning of the call, we are going to open the phone lines and you can ask Joy, what are the primary emotions that are preventing me from aligning with the beauty and magnificence of the new earth? It is beautiful and it is magnificent. What's getting in your way, right? What's keeping you stuck? And a lot of people actually are writing in as well. So if you do want to ask a question via the web, you can certainly do that. And people are asking, you know, what's keeping me stuck? So before we do the Q&A and get to the community questions, I wanted to ask you, the process that you outlined, if you look at it, it's and listen to it, it's a beautiful process, and it seems like it would be so almost like seamless. And if you just follow the guidelines and follow the process, it would be a beautiful, beautiful thing. But we often have resistance to even doing something that we know is going to evolve us, right? So along that theme of what's keeping me stuck or what blockages do I have, you know, maybe just, generally, like as a bit of an overview before we get to specific people, are there certain things that prevent us or keep us from doing what we know we should be doing? Not should, that's not the word, but our soul knows what is good for us, but there's something that's preventing us from aligning with that which is evolving our soul, right? What are some of the things, you know, so just share with the community, what are some of those things? Because I think people will identify with them.
The first thing that comes to mind is the conditioning. When you've grown up with abuse or trauma, or just told, maybe you had a, you know, okay upbringing, but just told you're not enough, or just limited in some way. You know, and this can be a very subtle thing, you're only safe as long as you behave this way. And it can be very subtle. And because to the ego mind's job, the unconscious conditioned ego mind, so this is your unconscious conditioning, is to keep you safe. It keeps you safe by keeping everything the same. So this would be the matrix, so the conditioning of the matrix, which is a collective consciousness. There's a little bit of a difference there, but more or less, you know, because most people think this way. And so we'll often say, I'm only safe as long as I keep doing what I've been doing. So I can feel that resistance right there. So people are wanting to be seen and heard and acknowledged and build their businesses and make more money and get into a relationship and do this and such. But they want to keep everything the same at the same time. So, well, choice comes in, and I keep saying choice, but it's so important choosing differently. And connecting with others, that's where social media is really awesome, is connecting with others, you know, other like-minded individuals, because many people won't step out of that feeling of being safe if they don't feel they're going to be supported. So there's, and more light workers, you know, are awakening and such. So there is a lot of support out there. It's just that many of us are used to it being the same way it always was. You go meet somebody, you meet with people, you know, one-on-one, and having those one-on-one conversations, different things like that. But everything is changing. So it's like listening to these calls or, you know, purchasing the programs, whatever it is. There's so many different levels of it, but there's so much support out there that is supporting people in stepping out of that paradigm of I'm only safe as long as I keep everything the same. And it's also recognizing you're worthy of it. I had a vow of invisibility. When I was young, I wanted to be a hermit. That was my dream, was to be a hermit and to live in the forest with my dolphins and deer. And
look at you now. You
know, exactly. I had no intention of this, Ian. But my soul, like you said, your soul wants more. And so I just kept moving forward and moving forward. And the first time somebody said, you should go on the telesummit, I just laughed it off. And I thought, never. I mean, that would never happen. Well, 2 years later, I got on my first one. And so, you know, she put the idea in my mind. And once it was there, it, you know, there was that seed. And it started to take root. And then I still, though, after a couple years of going on the shows, that was when I finally realized I had a vow of invisibility. But something pulled me forward, but I started making different choices. Like I said, in 2014, I put out to the universe, I didn't even realize what I was doing at the time, but I said, I'm ready to learn from, you know, happiness and joy. Like, I'm ready to change my direction. That was the first step. I brought up that money situation earlier, making a different choice. I actually did that. There were two situations that came up 1 week. And at first I went, again, I didn't realize I was doing it, went right back into the old emotions. And then it was like, wait, just a minute, this doesn't work for me. So I chose differently. And that was when, again, it wasn't exactly, but I know my money situation started to change after that, because I became aware I chose different vibrations.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, what we choose. And I think that is obviously a theme for today.
Yeah. Seems to be.
But with that also, joy, comes discretion, right? And discretion is so important for all of us who are moving along this path. And sometimes we choose very, very quickly, and we don't maybe feel into what is the right choice. We have a reaction versus a response in some cases. And I know having the witness observer and the buffer, you know, allowing yourself to witness the situation. Observe the situation before you make a choice. Can you share with everyone maybe a way that we could, I don't want to say improve our discretion, but maybe feel more into our choices so that we feel they're more in line or aligned with our highest good?
Can you give me an example of what you're looking at? Because it sounds like you're talking about bigger choices.
Yeah, well, you know, choices, for example, let's take a choice in terms of just relationship, right? Let's say, for example, someone's in a relationship and it's going in a particular way, and we think that it's probably not serving us, but we have more of a knee-jerk reaction to our decisions in the relationship. So maybe we stay in a relationship, and nothing here is personal, but I'm just saying, for example, maybe we stay in a relationship because we don't have the discretion to maybe end it. So we don't have healthy boundaries, for example. That's just one example. Another example might be daily choices, just something as simple as doing our practices or not doing our practices, you know, our spiritual practices. Those are just some examples that are just coming to mind. How do we really use discretion as a soul, as a spiritual being, to help make choices that are more supportive and more align us with our greater good?
Okay. So in that case, you've got to look beyond, let's say, the relationship. Because, yeah, there are some big choices there. And it's something like that. So, again, it goes into, you got to ask yourself questions like, what do you want to create? And if you've been in the relationship for a while, you know that maybe you know that it's not supporting you in creating and moving forward. So again, it's not about right or wrong or good or bad. Let's let go of that one. If you choose to be in the relationship, or you choose to, you know, make that decision, if it's, you know, just a daily decision or something like that, that's okay. But what do you choose to move forward into? So do you choose, if you're in that relationship, is it going to support your greatness? Does it support your magnificence? Does it support you in moving forward? If you want to create a greater life for yourself, if you want to experience more of life, because we, as humans, we came here to experience all of life, all, you know, that life can provide us. So will that relationship support you in that? Some relationships do, some don't. So, and if it doesn't, then choose, if you want to be in the relationship, choose to be in there. If it doesn't, then say, okay, somehow I've got to, you know, I'm going to move out of this. At the same, see, if we're, let's go with a relationship again. If we're in a relationship and it doesn't support us, and we can see that it's, you know, we're just staying stuck in it and kind of doing the same things every day, that supports our ego and staying, you know, feeling safe. It's not supporting the other person either. And some people will stay in a relationship because they're saying, well, it's not fair to the other person. It's mean to the other person. I'm letting them down, all this stuff that we come up with. But actually, are we actually enabling the other person in staying stuck? And so by leaving the relationship, does it support, even if it's our decision, it can support us and the other person. But it's kind of like what's going on in the world right now. The world's literally going through a dark night of the soul. Because everybody's in, you know, quieter times, lockdown, quarantine, or whatever you want to call it. And so they're having to look at themselves. Some people are, some people aren't, but some people are, you know, really, emotions are coming up for pretty much everybody on some level. And it's the same, let's say you're in a relationship and one person generally makes a decision and says, you know what, I just know there's something greater out there, but you're hesitating because you don't want to hurt the other person. The other person might go through that dark night of the soul and through the pain. But otherwise, if you stay in the relationship, you're just keeping both of you stuck. So
Yeah. Really
ask yourself, what do I want to move forward to? And there's a, and anybody can do this process. I won't do it now. But you can go to your, you actually go to your, yeah, okay, I'll say what, you go to your deathbed just before you're ready to depart and look back at your life. And did you create the life? Like, are you happy with your decisions? Do you have regrets? And then, so you can, do you wish when you're at that point that you had done things differently? Are you happy you stayed in that relationship? Are you happy you made those decisions? Are you looking back going, you know, hindsight's 20/20. And I wish I had done this. If I had done this, look what my life could have been. So that's one of the questions a person can ask themselves.
Wow, that is powerful. That is powerful. That's conversation in and of itself. I think you wow, that is super powerful. I wanted to add something as well. You know, when you talk about relationships, you know, sometimes the natural inclination is for us to say, well, this isn't serving me. Maybe I need to get out. But the other part of that is maybe you need to get all in. put your chips in, right? You know, if you think about, you know, connecting with someone on a divine level, it requires vulnerability. It requires openness. It requires honesty, love. It requires, you know, passion. And what can you create in a relationship? You spoke about creation. So what can you create in a relationship where you actually go all in, right? Where you go all in, what can become out of that as opposed to withdrawing? So, I mean, that's the other side of that. And you're talking about creation. And when you said the word creation, it's like, am I all in? You know, am I the one maybe that is underserving the relationship, right? What could we be as a divine union? And it doesn't have to be, you know, a love relationship, but any relationship as a divine union. What could we be if we both put our chips in, all in, all in? What could we create? So I just loved what you were saying there, Joy.
That's the key right there, Ian, what you said. What can we create? Because I just want to be sure that both men and women, but I know women definitely do this. Women will sacrifice. They will go all in. But then they forget, you know, it takes two people. So what will we create as a divine union? Those, you know, that's, you just keep in mind both people. Yes, one person opens up, you know, goes all in, then, but see, and this is where discernment comes in. Is that other person willing to meet you, or are you just, you know, in a state of sacrifice, which many, you know, many people have that, especially empaths and highly sensitive. Well, you know, we'll just sacrifice and feel like they're all in, but it's actually just the, you know, the archetype of sacrifice. So, but yeah, right. Those are two words. What can we create as a divine union? That's actually a really good way to put it.
Yeah, well, thank you. All right, everyone, well, we're going to go to the phones in just a moment. So star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like to ask Joy a question, and why wouldn't you? What are the primary emotions that are preventing me from aligning with the beauty and the magnificence of the new earth? So feel into that question for yourself. What's preventing you? What blockages, what emotions are preventing you from really aligning and connecting with the new earth? What's in your way? And you can ask that same or similar question on the web, and we'll get to as many as time allows in this little part of the show. And then just to remind everyone, maybe for those who also joined a little later, Joy is going to take us through not one, but kind of two processes towards the end of the show. And however that flows is going to be just perfect, but that's going to be in just a little while. So make sure you're ready for that process. It's a wonderful way for us to end the show and just let that energy sit with you. And I just love those group offerings, really. So, let's do this. Let's go to the phone, star 2 to raise your hand. And if you're on the webinar page, put your question along with your name on the webinar box. Okay, so let's go to Hackensack, New Jersey. Hackensack, New Jersey, 7202, the last four digits of your phone number. You're live with Joy.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm a big fan of Joy's, and I listen to you. Most nights, on, you know, heading to bed, I'll put one of your activations or your chakra clearings in. So I'm so thrilled to connect with you. But yes, I definitely want the that burning question answered as to what I need to work on or what's in the way of me really experiencing my version of the new earth.
Okay. Well, I missed your. What's your name?
Lori.
Oh, hi, Lori. Okay.
So
you're wanting to know what emotions are. Okay, first thing that comes in, so I'm going to go through these. I won't do a lot of clearing, but we're going to do a major clearing at the end on all of these. So first thing that comes in is anxiety, anger, and feeling not good enough. And a question you want to ask yourself, Lori, and everybody can, is what would it mean to me to exist in the new earth? There you go. Even just asking yourself that question, you're released from your throat chakra. That was really interesting. Interesting.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you want to mention anything else, or you just want to go from there with the, you know, we'll do a process at the end to really clear that out?
Yeah, I'm dealing with a lot of grief. I lost my mom 6 months ago, and I've been self-isolating. This is my eighth week, and I live alone at the moment. So it's we went through all the firsts without my mom, but I also went through it all by myself. First Easter, Mother's Day, my parents' anniversary. It's so, and my dad, I love him, but he's difficult to deal with. He's in assisted living and in lockdown, but he's really, you know, really caused me some, you know, difficulty and whatnot. So yeah, I feel like I've been dealing with a lot, and yet I'm, you know, mostly very optimistic and positive. It's just, I'm an empath, so I really feel like when he's angry with me or whatever, you know, I feel it, you know, more than I'd like to, let's put it that way. So.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that, Laurie. As you talked, well, actually, when you mentioned guilt, what came up, guilt came up at the same time. And then when you mentioned your death, more guilt came up. So let's just for everybody, because I know guilt is a big thing. We'll just allow that guilt and just let that be released. Okay, so what's coming in is a message for you, Laurie, to honor yourself. So honor and acknowledge yourself and realize it. Like, say to yourself, I am important. I do matter. And I am worthy. So just, you know, really pay attention to your self-talk and choose empowering self-talk. And notice how you feel when you choose that. You know, when you start talking to yourself with, you know, I matter. I am worthy. I am important. Things like that. And just notice how you feel in your body. Again, that's the difference between the matrix and the new earth. Your self-talk is so powerful, and you feel more relaxed. I can feel your heart opening now.
Beautiful.
Thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
Blessings to you.
I love your work. Thank you. And thank you, Ian.
Oh, of course, sweetheart. Bye now. Much love to you. Okay, beautiful. Okay, let's go to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Last four digits of the phone number are 3632, and you are live.
Holy moly. Hey,
Holy
Joy.
Moly.
Yeah, it's Lena.
Oh, hi, Lena.
Hey, honey. Oh, my gosh. I was not expecting this.
Why not?
I put it out there that I wanted the best people to be chosen today. What is the number one block?
What's in your heart?
From knowing what.
Mm-hmm.
From knowing what's in my heart, I know Joy. I feel like I could be going through a dark night of the soul. I know it doesn't need to be experienced, but just allowing myself to knowing what my emotions and feelings are. You know, I've had that buffer most of my life. But lately, it's just everything's been hard, and I've been taking on other people's stuff, which is what I don't want.
Okay.
And I know if I focus on of what I don't want, I'm going to get more of what I don't want.
Exactly. You got it, Lena. So just take it personal.
It's like breathing deeply and just allowing my kiddo out to play, you know, and not making stuff so hard.
Okay. Just take a deep breath in. Let go. First of all, Lena, you're shaming yourself for feeling, and you're shaming yourself for feeling sad or grief. Or what you're saying is, I should just live in happiness and joyfulness. And you see people living in that place. And then right away, and we're going to release this, you say to yourself, why can't I do that? Why am I not as good as them? What's wrong with me? And, well, yeah, I can just feel that. You go down that path. So all the ways you go down that path, and you just, in other words, you get into the comparison. You compare yourself to everybody else, and You say, I should be like that. I should be able to stay in this space. Should is a guilt word. And yeah, so you guilt all over yourself. You find yourself, there you go. Another thing that's coming up is because you never, and I don't know anything about your upbringing, your childhood, but you never really received, you never received support or acceptance or love or being told you're enough or anything like that. It's like you have no barometer, no foundation of that. So in the moment that you say, you realize that like now and you say, okay, you know what? I am enough. I am good enough. You go into an intense grief because you never had that. And so it's the first time you've actually really, well, your touch on that. And then, and your little, the little girl within you feels so undeserving and unworthy of that. Then right away you go into a rejection and you go, oh no, I have to be in this space. But then you get all, your energy can get really frantic and scattered because you're avoiding going into that place. So my suggestion to you is to let yourself go into that place of feeling worthy, of feeling and knowing. Say to yourself, I am enough. I am enough. Feeling good about yourself and let yourself stay there. Just let yourself stay there. Now, grief is going to come up. That's okay. There's a lot of grief coming up. And this is the intense grief at never having received that as a child, of being told, I'm not good enough unless I do this. I'm not good enough, and I'm certainly not safe unless I stay on edge. What's going on? So go right into that place. And you are good enough, Lena. You do deserve the absolute best that the universe has been wanting to bless you with. And just, it's okay to feel the grief. It's okay. Let yourself feel the grief. Tears are good. Tears have actually released chemicals, so that's awesome. There you go. And now let's allow Source. Actually, you're calling out, you're asking the angels. So let's bring in the angels. So just see a whole bunch of angels around you. You might even feel their wings. You know, the wings as they kind of, they flutter their wings. Just let yourself be filled up with that angel energy. There you go. Good. You're starting to feel filled up. There's angels all around you. All you have to do, you can even just say the word angels and they're right there. We need to call on them though, because they respect our free will. There you go. There. It's okay if you're still feeling sad. You can also feel filled up. That beautiful, miracle, last, loving angel energy. There you go. Just take a deep breath in. Just do the deep breathing. There you go. Okay, open your feet chakras. Just see a little door at the bottom of your feet and a little latch. Just allow your feet chakras to open. There you go. And ground. There. Just ground into that energy. Let all this brief, dense energy just flow through you, all the way down your legs, out through your open feet chakras into the earth. The earth has its own vibration, their own consciousness, and will change that into a higher vibration. There you go. There. Let yourself feel filled up, grounded, and let yourself, there you go. Let that strength fill you up, Lena. There you go. Okay. How are you feeling?
I can feel my energy. I feel a lot better.
We're going to do a major process at the end as well, so that'll support you as well. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lena.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ian.
Blessings. Okay. All right. Let's go to the web, and we're going to go to Shauna in Cayucos, C A U C C-A-Y-U-C-O-S. So if you're listening either later or now, that's where you are, Shauna. Hello, what are the primary emotions that are preventing me from aligning with the beauty and magnificence of the new earth?
First thing that came up soon as you're talking there, Ian, is anger. And the anger is blocking the throat chakra. So there's an anger, there's almost a rage. There's a rage at, well, you know what you're angry about. There's a rage at. And like the injustices, rage about what's going on, but it goes deeper in that. It's around injustice. And it's almost a, now you might not be feeling it like that, Shauna. You might be feeling as impatience or kind of on edge or annoyed with people. But when I'm right in the energy, it's coming up as even beyond anger, almost a rage. And it's what it does, it's, as it flows, it gets stuck in your throat chakra because you feel like you can't express yourself. What you're saying is nobody's going to hear me anyways. Nobody's going to listen. Nobody would believe me. And then you get stuck in that anger. So there you go. Even just by addressing it, your throat chakra released. Okay, so now where you go into? You go into a deep, really deep grief. And that's what you've been wanting to avoid is the grief of not being heard, seen, witnessed, acknowledged, believed. There you go. So let's bring some nurturing and compassion into that grief. There you go. And honor the grief. There you go. And just let that go. There. Take a deep breath in. Let that go. Yeah, there you go, Shauna.
Thank you. Okay, Patricia from London, United Kingdom. Same question, primary emotions. What are the primary emotions for Patricia?
First thing that comes in is a core belief that's not enough. So not enough. And then because, Patricia, you don't feel not enough, what comes in is shame. So then you get stuck in the shame. Shame is a very, very low vibration frequency. So then you get stuck in the shame, and then, yeah, you're just kind of stuck there. Okay, so there you go. All the ways, so, Trisha, all the ways you convince yourself. So what, you almost fight for your limitations. So meaning there are all kinds of amazing things you've done in your life, all kinds of accomplishments, but instead of focusing on them, you focus on all the ways you fight for your limitations, and you fight to be right that you're not good enough. And then what you do, it's almost in your mind or your, you know, to somebody else, whichever it is, it can be both, is what you do. You almost pull out of your, you know, your bag of stories. Yes, but look, this happened to me. This was done to me. I went through this. That means I'm not good enough, and therefore that gives me permission to be stuck in shame. Oh my gosh, there's just something coming in right now. Okay, let's just take a moment and honor this space because I'm kind of meshes. Wow. That was loud. It's still coming in. It's almost like it was like a really loud ringing in the ears, and that's generally the, like the angels, the guides talking. And it almost sounded like a foghorn. It was coming in so loud. So there was some kind of energy there for you, Patricia, that almost, it's like it went directly into the shame to clear. Oh, interesting. As I said that, you went into all the ways, with your permission, all the ways you fight to hold on to that shame because you believe that the shame is what keeps you safe. Let's witness that and just let it go. There you go. So there's anger and grief coming up at the same time. We'll witness that. Just let it go. Again, the process at the end is really going to support you as well. There you go. There's some happiness and joyfulness, Patricia. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. This is Debbie from St. George in Utah. Can you please tell me my self-limiting beliefs?
Okay, actually, before we go there, there's anger, and the anger is at over everything that's, you know, been done to you, that you've gone through, that you've been put through, that what you say, Debbie, isn't right, like it shouldn't have been that way. And you're angry because people won't hear you. People won't believe you. And, okay, so I'm just going to talk to the anger. So anger, we witness you. Yes, we see you. We acknowledge you. See, emotions are always emotions, energy, and motion. Emotions come up because they're asking, it's a part of you that wants to, you're asking for attention to be acknowledged. So that's why emotions come up. So we're actually acknowledging the anger. Yeah, and just by acknowledging it, you release. So the belief behind it is, I'm not good enough. There's something else. So there's actually almost like a vow. So any vow you have taken in any time or space, lifetime, dimension, consciousness, matrix, to limit yourself, to stay invisible, to almost like never be believed. Let's release that now. On all levels, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, cellular, throughout all, time, space, lifetimes, dimensions, consciousness, matrices, DNA, realities, universes, galaxies, throughout all of eternity, release any vow or agreement cord you have ever taken. Okay, there you go. There's some anger coming up. So, but it's just coming up. It's flowing all the way right up, right through your crown. Your crown just went wide open. There you go. Just take a deep breath in. Let go. Oh, good. Gratitude filling you up, Debbie. I just felt that come in or awaken. There you go.
Beautiful. This is Temperance from Salem, Massachusetts. What am I doing that needs to change to live in the new earth fully?
First thing that comes in that I heard is to believe that you are good enough. In other words, so you said to live in the new earth, to change, so to move forward, to create, and maybe you've got a business now or you want to ask for a raise or change jobs or change relationships, whatever it is. So you're believing in this moment, we're going to, by acknowledging it, we bring it to the light and it's released. You're believing right now that you're not good enough, that actually letting go of that, and start to change your self-talk. Start to like actually make this a conscious practice and tell yourself that I am good enough and it is possible. What if it's really possible? What if it's really all possible? And let that, when we say, what if it's all possible or what if it's possible, it is something greater. We open up a space and we allow possibilities and opportunities to come in. So start focusing on what if it is possible. Rather than saying what if questions, rather than just saying it is possible, what if questions bypass the ego, so the ego doesn't go into resistance, your conditioned self doesn't go into resistance, and it opens up that space. So first of all, start believing that you are worthy of a more joyful, happier, more expansive, creative, inspired life. Start believing that you are worthy, you are deserving of that. And start stepping into possibility by asking, what if it is possible? What if something greater is possible? I mean, like a mantra, just say that over and over and over again. Because that's probably one of the big things that got me here is I started saying like a mantra, what if it's possible? What if it's possible? What if it's possible? So those two things combined, temperance, will really, that almost feels like it'll be a launch for you.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, let's go back to the phone here. This is Marcy, because she's on the web. Marcy in Houston, you're on the computer. Go ahead and come on, you're live. What's your question for Joy? Hi there.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Joy. Hi, sweetie. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, Marcy.
It was so quiet.
Yeah, just listening.
Okay, well, I did write it in on the computer, but yeah, what is it for me that is preventing me from experiencing my soul, and then the new earth, or what emotion, or what block, or many blocks, or I'm sure I've got a ton of bricks somewhere that I'm carrying around. But what do you get for me?
Okay, so the first thing that comes up, Marcy, is you're angry at nobody listening to you. You're angry at nobody believing you. You're angry at nobody hearing you. And even as I say that, I can feel your energy. It almost gets more and more riled up. But then what happens, it gets riled up, it gets to a point, and then it's almost like a pin in a balloon, you know, it just deflates, like in a bubble, just deflates. And then you go into, so this is a loop that you're doing. So then you go into helplessness and grief and powerlessness, and then your self-talk, you go into, you know, who do I think I am, and why bother, nobody would listen to me again. And then something triggers you and you go into the anger again. So all the ways you're looping between anger over not being acknowledged and heard and listened to and believed, and then that is almost like a bubble of anger that it pops, and then you go into a helplessness and a powerlessness and just a almost like an extreme weakness. There you go. There's the fuzzy thinking. There's you can't think clearly. There you go. We're just letting all this go. Okay, so you were about to go into the anger. We're going to call in Archangel Michael here. With your permission, Marcy.
Yes.
So we're going to call in. We're going to call in Archangel Michael to cut the cords. These are more like chains. So cut the chains that have been keeping you stuck in this loop. So Archangel Michael, any chains, cords, threads that have been keeping Marcy stuck in this loop of anger to helplessness, to powerlessness, to extreme weakness, just release that now on all levels, throughout all time and space. Okay, what's coming in is fear of your greatness, fear of how powerful, like fear of your powerful, authentic, amazing, brilliant self. So let's just honor that. And allow that. There you go. Okay, so Archangel Michael is going to awaken you so that you can feel it, even if it's just for a brief second, Marcy. Awaken you so that you can recognize, acknowledge, and feel your greatness. And it might just be a fleeting second. We're going to ask your mind to notice that, to register that. There you go. I just felt the back of your third chakra open up and connect to spiritual power. Awesome. There you go.
Oh, thank you so much. I got energy zings all over going all through me. I was crying. I'm smiling. Yeah. And I feel a lot lighter. And you hit the nail on the head. And I'm so grateful.
I'm glad that we spoke with you. Thanks for calling in, Marcy. Blessings to you.
Thanks.
Bye now. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
To hear it at the end, she was laughing there and so light.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Joy, I wanted to give you the chance to share with everyone what offer you brought to the community today, because this is a wonderful way for everyone to see your work and experience your work, and then, you know, work more deeply with you, and then also experience some of the transmutation as well as the clearings that you can help people with. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, go ahead and click the orange offer underneath Joy's photograph, and that'll take you to the page that is the Creating in the New Earth page. And so, oh, by the way, everyone, so right after this, we're going to go on a couple of beautiful processes, so make sure you're on for those. Won't be too long. So if you're not on the webinar page, then just type in WOTASHOW, that's WOTASHOW.com/joy and the number 10, JOY and the number 10. Everything's lowercase. So one last time for those of you who want to follow along, WOTASHOW.com/joy 10, and that'll take you to the special offer that Joy has brought to the Wisdom community today. So Joy, please take us through this and let us know what's included.
Okay, so first of all, I want to mention this, like it says, 5 hours of brand new material. This is all new, so everything here was recorded new just recently, actually, just before I sent it in to you. So the first part, yes, it's disconnecting from the matrix. And the beauty of this, you can, you know, some people have said they're listening to the clearings over and over again. Each time you do, energies are cleared out at a deeper level, and you hear something you didn't hear before. So this is about 1 hour and 34 minutes, and it goes through the 7 main chakras. And like the first chakra is about base root chakras, about family and survival. So you're releasing. So this is all about releasing family and survival patterns, and then going into releasing fears of creativity, connection. So we're going right into that. And we're going into the, when I do these, I go into the collective, because we're all, you know, we're all part of it. It's like a soup we're in. And as somebody was saying, you know, I feel like I'm picking up on everybody else's stuff. So you're releasing, you asked about how can we support others in going into the new earth. When you do something like this kind of clearing work, you're supporting others by releasing for yourself and also releasing for others. Anytime you feel you're picking up on somebody's stuff, you can listen, you know, you can listen to one of these. I would suggest start with the first time you listen, the first, go all the way through to the 7th chakra. And after that, if you feel like, okay, I'm feeling a little disempowered, I feel like I need to really, you know, support my solar plexus and my personal power, listen to chakra 3. And so we go through, you know, each one there, releasing family and survival patterns, fears of creativity and connection, releasing the need to identify with patriarchal masculinity. And that is about, like I talked about earlier, the old version of power and moving into a new version of creation and power and what that means. Releasing fear, chakra 4, of being loved and understood. And the 5th chakra, fears of speaking your authentic truth. That's really interesting. What I've been feeling lately a lot, the past, say, 5-6 weeks since this all really happened, is a lot of blockage in the heart and the throat chakra. So these will be really powerful, the whole program will. The 6th chakra, releasing fears of connecting to your intuitive self, and then releasing crown chakra blockages. So that's all about just clearing out the old stuff, the matrix, the limitations. And then, and this is a little bit like the 6-part process, kind of what I did with this. So you're aligning with the new earth. So these are all bonuses. Everywhere I thought you could really use more specific support. So releasing trauma and feeling love. Like I think it was Lena earlier, I said, you know, what you've gone through, there's trauma there. And I talked about, like in the introduction, having frozen trauma within us. So we go right into that. I believe in this one, we go right into the nervous system, and we bring in some comforting, nurturing energy, and bring in some so that you're feeling more supported and loved. The chakra frequency upgrade, I go through each of the main chakras and just upgrade it, just bringing them into a higher frequency. Creating in the new earth. Now this is, and this is actually the name of the program. It's all about creating, because the new earth, like we did that exercise earlier at the beginning between the matrix and the new earth. When you can feel that and your mind says it's real, then it gives you almost like a focal point to move forward into. And from that place, you're going, okay, this is how I choose to feel. So what do I want to create in this space? Choosing the way of the new earth. Well, we've talked a lot about choice, and this goes more into choice and, choosing, because our reality is the sum of our choices we're making all the time. Creating vibrant health and energy. And so, again, this is, we go through all the 7 chakras here. And anything that's preventing a person from really feeling, you know, healthy and vibrant, we go through there. Each of the chakras, releasing inflammation. This one was interesting. As I was doing this, I went, okay, what's next? And I went, well, how about releasing? Well, I didn't source it. How about releasing inflammation? I've never done anything quite like this. And it went into around like weight gain as well. So this is all about inflammation and releasing. Because when we release inflammation, we can also release weight as well. So it's about bringing you into a lighter, more expansive place. Self-love is so important. I mean, it's And self-love is in all the way we talk to ourselves, the languaging we use, how we express ourselves. And so this is about really recognizing, this is about loving yourself. Because when you love yourself, when you value yourself, you send out that vibration and frequency. And again, this is how you can support the collective into moving into a higher vibration. Experiencing freedom and just getting into that feeling of freedom and expansiveness. Again, the new word. And then valuing yourself and creating financial wealth. And this one is a fairly, I think it's, I don't know, 45 minutes or an hour or something. This one's fairly one of the longer ones. And it is about really appreciating yourself, valuing yourself, recognizing your value, because people will often ask me, you know, how can I ramp up my business? How can I make more money? How can I ask for, you know, I want to ask for a raise at a job, different things like that. Well, until you value yourself and recognize your worth, others aren't going to recognize it. So when you value yourself, you recognize your worth, you recognize what you're, and you value what you're offering, that will increase your financial wealth. So those, you know, those two work together. So we went a little more in depth in that one. And so that's the first chakra, or first package there, package A. So you get all that. That's $97. You listen to that as many times as you like. And the next one is, and so this is an individual freedom clearing. So it's remote. It's done from your picture. And all I need is your picture, because our picture has an energy signature. It includes, and our energy signature is all our thoughts, our beliefs, our, you know, emotions, our story, our experiences. And so we just go right into that picture. And now you send me one issue, up to three issues. And generally, I'll, you know, my guides will show me which one is most important. But generally, there's two or three. They work together anyways. And we'll go right in 20, 25 minutes and to the core of it and see what's keeping you, you know, what's keeping a person stuck and preventing them from being in the new earth. And then we finish up with the frequencies of the new earth. And so this is very individual. So with the program and then something like, you know, this remote freedom clearing, that just gives you that individualized clearing for yourself, specific to yourself. So that, and that is 127. So it's, and I made it as affordable as possible, and I put as much in there that was really specific to the time and space we're in right now and where everybody's at. So that is the package.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. So I wanted to just have you maybe talk a little bit more about that individual freedom clearing. So when someone sends in their items, not the items, that's not even true. The issues. What are they sending you? Tell me again. I'm at a loss for words here. What do they send you?
So they send in the picture, like just a headshot, you know, something like a selfie. And then send in, along with that email, either one issue, you know, how can I be more, you know, how can I take my business to the next level? I'm not asked about money, you know, it can be anything. And then we'll just go right in there, just like we have been, you know, on these, when I briefly touch base with the callers, you know, it's just like that, but it's for 20, 25 minutes. We cover a lot of ground in that time.
Yeah.
And I actually had one person, I just want to bring it up, because she asked me for clearing on financial abundance. But that's all she said. This is, you know, so to increase her financial abundance, she emailed me about 6 months later, and she said, I didn't even know she was looking at buying a house. She said, I was looking for 5 years. I was trying to buy a house, and I just, nothing was happening or it would fall through. She said, I just closed on my house. And I'm about to move in next week. And I talked to her, or she emailed me a couple months later, and she was in her house. She loved it. But she said, and she got this remote clearing focused on financial abundance. This has actually happened twice that people, the one person, I didn't even know she was looking to buy a house. We just focused on clearing out what was keeping her money situation stuck and taking her into a place of, you know, expansiveness and abundance and feeling free and experiencing all of life. 6 months later, she looked for 5 years. 6 months later, she's closing on her house and moving in. So that's how powerful, really having that individual remote freedom clearing. And because it's done by a pitcher and it's remote, I just, like, all I need is your pitcher. You can be doing anything during the day. And we just, you know, we do this. I send it in an email. So it's just it's a recording. I send an audio recording. I send it to you in an email. You can listen to it anytime you like and as many times as you like.
Wonderful. And I know that you are able to clear whatever's in the way, but one of the things that you've really been gifted with, Joy, is opening people up to abundance, right? You know, the divine, beautiful abundance and prosperity. And you work with a lot of people, or sometimes very specifically on abundance, right? Doing abundance clearance?
Yes. Like that woman I just mentioned, but also because I've gone through two bankruptcies and I went through that, you know, that extreme, like, no money. And then I've also, you know, as I stepped into, and this is why the last recording in Package A is owning your value, recognizing your value and creating financial abundance. It wasn't until I recognized my value and my worth and said I'm ready. And that was when things started to change. But it took me really saying, like, recognizing my value and worth and being ready to create abundance, being ready to change around my money situation. So yeah, I get a lot of people saying things around money. Either they get free tickets or they get, they ask for a raise at a job and get it, which before, you know, they were too afraid to, and they've been there for years and they ask for a raise and they get it, different things like that. And so yeah, abundance is. And as far as like aligning with the new earth and those frequencies, the universe is abundant. The universe wants abundance for us all. So the more abundant you are, the more money you have, the more, the more abundant you are, the more you create that abundance from a place of joyfulness and happiness and such, the more you're aligned with the new earth. It's not like they're separate. It's a package.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, Joy, thank you so much for bringing this to the Wisdom Tribe today. This is a beautiful, beautiful offer, really deep work, disconnecting from the matrix, working through all the chakras, and then also aligning with the new earth. And everyone, this is new, right? So if you've worked with Joy before, you'll know some of the results that she can help you see in your life. And this is all new. So this has been channeled fresh for us. So this will help align to the new earth. So this ties in so beautifully to what Joy was sharing with us earlier in the show about the vibrations of the new earth and how to really move forward beyond the illusion of the matrix. This is a wonderful program to help us move into that space. So Joy, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. It's an awesome program. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's recently channeled, so it's all new work. So you're the first one to offer it, Ian.
Lovely, lovely. Well, I'd also love for you to take us through the processes, the guided journeys that you felt into that the tribe here would most benefit from today. So I guess without further ado, if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit about what you'll be doing, what the processes are, and then by all means, you can take us right through them.
Okay. So we'll start out with we'll go into that six-step process, but really, so we'll go right into it. We'll do a meditation so that you can see how it's done and how empowering it is. So first of all, just everybody take a deep breath. Let that go. In fact, allow yourself to receive life force energy. Just be an allowance. Okay, so even the word being an allowance, so that has brought up anger. So first of all, we're going to identify the emotion. Because we're doing a group process, there's anger coming up. So this, we're going to go through a lot of emotions here. So first thing that comes up is anger. And then, interesting, there's a core belief with that one. That is, I'm not enough. And I want to mention, if at any time, you know, first of all, it says identify the emotion. Sometimes we don't feel anything. We feel numb. And that's okay. If you're in that place where you don't really feel anything, you just feel numb, you just feel kind of stagnant, just identify that. I feel numb. I feel stagnant. I don't really feel anything. Identify it and acknowledge it. There you go. Good. I just felt a releasing there. Because people were trying to go, well, what if I don't feel anything? That's okay. Let yourself, whatever you're feeling. And if you're not feeling anything, if you just feel a stagnant energy. Okay, that brought up, there's some stuck energy in the back, the lower back there. And this is financial issues, and this started, Ian, when you asked about the abundance clearing just a moment ago. That just came in. So there's anger right now at what's going on. There's anger at the limitations, and there's anger at feeling restricted at the, almost like I'm not allowed to create as abundant of a life as I would like to. I have to, like I'm only being given permission to live within this possibility or this paradigm. So let's go ahead and release that. There you go. Now for yourself, if you were doing this, you would just identify the emotion, but of course you're doing a group process here, so we're going a little more in depth. There you go. Okay, that's brought up some more anger. And all the ways you are stuck in anger and not good enough, everything you get from feeling angry and not good enough, all the coping strategies that have supported this, the anger and the feeling not good enough, all the ways you believe you're only safe as long as you stay in feeling not good enough. Oh, that's a big one for people, because as long as you believe you're not enough, you don't have enough, you're not good enough, you're never going to step out of that paradigm and move forward. There you go. Good. So we're kind of in step two as well. Feel it and acknowledge it, what you're doing right now. So you just feel that. So let yourself, any resistance to feeling the anger, shame, guilt. Here you go. Here's fear. Okay, let's go right into that fear. And I can feel the resistance. We're not going to leave you there. We're going to go right into that fear. The reason we're going into it is because it's like a frozen energy. It's trauma from growing up. Or from what you went through, and that fear gets stuck as energy. It's like frozen energy in your nervous system. So we're going to witness that. So just see the nervous system as it runs on each side of the spine. So just let your mind go there and see your nervous system running down each side of your spine. And we're going to ask Source to bring in nurturing, compassion, understanding. We're going to call Archangel Raphael to bring in a gentle, comforting energy. There you go. There's a little bit of anger came up. We just let that go. We're going to bring some softening into the nervous system. There you go. We're kind of doing the four steps all at once here, honoring the emotion. We'll honor that space within which it exists. Sit with it until it releases. Just allow all of that. There you go. Okay, so now the heart is opened up and anger, there's anger coming out. It's coming out through the heart. So just allow that. There you go. So anger is released through your heart chakra. There's grief. There's the belief of not enough. There you go. Because the words not enough have a vibration and a frequency, and they are coming up. Okay, so then what happened here, you can see it in your mind's eye. It's like it came out of you through your heart chakra, this energy, but it turned around and it faced, so it's facing me here, facing my guides at you. The reason being, so I'm going to hear, I just want to hear what the message Not Enough has. Okay, so it is crying out to be acknowledged. This is a part of you that is crying out to be acknowledged, witnessed, valued. There you go. Because you haven't been acknowledging yourself, you haven't felt valued and therefore haven't felt enough. So we're going to honor that and honor that space. There you go. And let's awaken you to the feeling of what it feels like for you to value yourself. Even if you don't know what that feels like, that's okay. Just imagine that you do, whatever you come up with, that's okay. And let yourself feel the there. When you value yourself just now and you let yourself imagine what it feels like, you open your feet chakras and you're grounded and you just took your power back. Awesome. There you go. Take a deep breath in. Let go. So this would be step five, and this is what you choose, what you would like to feel. And by that, I mean happiness, gratitude, appreciation, fun, laughter, joyfulness, creativity, inspiration, passion, supportive connections, inspiring connections, abundance, more laughter, love, caring, compassion, kindness. So you choose, and you can hear some people going, oh, all of that, please. Okay. So just choose that. Just say, I choose. Just say silently to yourself. Let your mind say to yourself, I choose happiness. I choose to feel happy. Now, even if you haven't felt happy in years, some people haven't. That's okay. At one, there have been moments in your time when you felt happy in your life, when you felt happy, when you felt free. Just let yourself remember them. There you go. Your shoulders just dropped, at least energetically. Your shoulders just dropped. Your whole body relaxed. That's the power. Power of choosing how you want to feel. There you go. Let your whole self feel acknowledged, witnessed, heard. And as we do, this would be step six. Let yourself feel that and let that radiate out. Let the happiness, the joyfulness, the inspiration, the creativity, the fun, the laughter, the childlike play, the wonderment, the beauty, the magnificence, the abundance, the financial abundance, the freedom. Let all of that radiate out. Let the love radiate from you. And as you do, people, experiences, events, opportunities align with those frequencies of joyfulness and love, creativity. And that's how you connect to and you bridge to your desires. When you go through this process, there you go, just take a deep breath in. There you feel all filled up, renewed, looking forward. That's so powerful. Looking forward is so powerful because you take yourself out of that loop. So let's go into that a little more. So this would be the frequencies of the newer, of five, the space of 5D, of love and freedom and expansiveness. And now there's some, so I just want to give you an example of how we, you know, energy fluctuates. You're in the newer, and then you go to more of a 3D matrix energy and you bring yourself back up to the new earth again. So as you feel expansive and passionate and inspired and new ideas are coming in, what comes in, there's a little bit of anxiety and fear. And that's okay. That's okay to feel anxiety and fear, because what you're doing is you're pushing against the walls of the comfort zone. You're expanding, you're growing. So let's honor this anxiety and fear for the thought of living a greater life, experiencing life in a bigger way. We'll just honor it and allow it. That's all you do. Honor the space within which it exists. There you go. When you honor it, acknowledge it, it releases on its own very gently. And again, feel the expansiveness, feel the joyfulness, feel the beauty. Feel that. You might even see it in your mind's eye, the absolute beauty, the miracles, the rainbow colors, the magnificence of the new earth. And yes, you do exist there. You exist in all places at all times. So choose what you would like to feel and choose what you would like to create, what you desire to create. There you go. Take a deep breath in. Let that go. There you go, my friend. Namaste. Hey, there you go, Ian.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. I just wanted to make sure the process was finished and I wasn't interrupting.
Yeah.
Ah, lovely. Thank you so much for being of such amazing service to the group here and helping with the transmutation of this energy and helping us move through so many of these issues or blocks. This is wonderful. Such a beautiful service you've been, you provided, and it's been wonderful having you on the show today. So thank you so much, Joy.
Thank you, Ian. It's been great being back and some great, yeah, we did some awesome clearing there and really taking people up to a beautiful space. It feels like just a beautiful, empowering, such an expansive space we're in right now.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's a beautiful, beautiful high vibrational space. So thank you everyone for being here today and for being part of the show, the Wisdom Tribe. It is so amazing to have everyone here together. You can really feel that when we come together, we are so much more powerful. You can feel the light just shining so much brighter. You can feel the lightness and the expansiveness. You know, when we come together like this, and for example, when Joy took us through these processes, that you can really feel the power. You can feel that we are ushering in the new earth with our collective vibration, aligning to these greater frequencies. And I know I can feel it. I know that all of you can feel that too. So it's a beautiful, beautiful space that you've created. And one more time, Joy, thank you so much for sharing the space with us today and your beautiful offer. I know that there's a lot of people who have worked with you before and are really eager to experience your new work and also receive more of the freedom clearings.
Yes. Yeah. I lost you there for a couple seconds. Yeah. There's been a few people on, you know, that we talked to that have experienced the freedom clearings. And the beauty of those is that you can have one, but you can always go a little bit deeper. It might be a different issue. So, Yeah, it's a powerful program that we're offering there.
Yeah, lovely. All right, Joy, well, thank you again. We're going to say our goodbyes. Everyone, this is the time where we wind down the show, but we'll stay connected in the ethers, in the M field. We certainly are connected because we are a beautiful tribe together. So, Joy, again, thank you so much. It's been a blessing having you on the show.
Thank you.
All right, beautiful souls, thank you too. And we thank Divine Mother and Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones and all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, life, power, and service who have brought us together, who have created this beautiful platform for us to share and for us to grow and for us to evolve. Much love to you all. Bye now. Namaste.